Hello everyone, this is Andrew Levy and I'm here with another one of my series of podcasts, and I would like to now acquaint you, in fact read to you, Levy's Law of Pay Equality, which when it comes to the Levy Laws is number 11,798.3. Some of you may know the Levy Laws, there are many of them, I make them up all the time. And what we try and do is to express thoughts, sometimes complex thoughts, by way of pithy little sayings which are hopefully easy to remember, but equally hopefully will cast some light on the subject. So here's the Levy Law on Pay Equality, and I'm reading. You will never understand pay equality by understanding when people must be paid the same, because they seldom are. You'll only understand pay equality when you understand when people do not have to be paid the same, because when you rule out all the legitimate reasons for pay differentiation, what you are left with may well be based on unfair or forbidden criteria. So in other words, in order to deal with pay equality, we look at the many, many reasons for pay differentials: length of service, performance, level of skill, geography, the industry you're in, and so on and so on. And once we've got rid of those and explained the differential, then it may well be that what we're left with. Now, I said I read that to you, and where did I read it from? I'm holding in my hands a volume which is worth its weight in gold. I nearly said kosher margarine. And it is the second edition of Andrew Levy's Labor Law in Practice, A Guide for South African Employers, which in fact was published a week or two ago. Now, this is a complete update of the practical how-to book that I wrote probably some 8 to 10 years ago. And obviously since then, there has been a lot of development of our labor law. I mean, for example, we can think of the minimum wage. We can think of the doing away with labor brokers, the opening up of the fixed-term contract. We can think about the implementation of parental leave, commissioning parental leave, and so on and so forth. So the book at 286 pages is completely updated. Now, I do want to stress that this is not a legal textbook. So if that's what you're looking for, I can recommend one or two volumes to you, but not this one. As the title emerges, or as the title says, this is labor law in practice. So it's not teaching you labor law. It's teaching you how to do labor law. You'll find there are 11 or 12 chapters, as I recall, and it covers individual and labor law. It also deals, for example, in chapter 10 with industrial action. And as far as I know, this is the only writing I have ever seen, and I talk about the world literature here, which actually tries to say, this is how you handle a strike. Yes, there are many, many variables, but if I can tell you what not to do, then in point of fact, that's going to rule out all of those difficult things. So I don't know if anyone else has ever written that, and I wrote that based on nearly 50 years' experience of that. So you'll find all sorts of things there. It deals with COVID, it deals with the fourth industrial revolution, and it finishes off with a little decision-making tool, a decision-making methodology, which I developed many, 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 many years ago, and have now trained a lot of people in, and I can assure you that if you use this methodology, you will make better labor-related decisions, and you are unlikely to find yourself in a situation where you really do something terribly wrong. And all it is really is a disciplined way of analyzing the problem. The book is interspersed with the Levy Laws. It's got case studies in it, definitions, and all sorts of things like that. It even has some nice cartoons of the author, in which the cartoonist was very kind to this aging face that launched 1,000 unions. But there it is, available now, I would think online, probably some of the online suppliers. It may be at a bookshop near you. You can always get in touch with me, and we can arrange to have some sent to you if you're interested, and I'll give you my email in a moment. It is published by the Zebra Press, which is one of the imprints of Penguin Random House. So it's a Penguin book, and you could get in touch with them. Failing which, you can be in touch with me, Andrew Levy, one word, A-N-D-R-E-W, Lima Echo Victor Yankee, .co.za. The book retails for 350 Rand, and as my grandfather, who was a great sage, used to say, if you think education is expensive, then try the price of ignorance. Hope you enjoyed it. Read the book. Maybe we'll give the film rights to Miramax Films, we'll turn it into a TV game or something like that. You can play it on your Xbox, and I look forward to seeing you soon. Ciao.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.